is scheduled to be arraigned in court next hour on federal charges of lying to Congress during his testimony 5 years ago. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is there.
The former FBI director fired by President Trump in 2017 has denied wrongdoing. He will face two criminal charges at an arraignment at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today. The president has celebrated this case, calling James Comey a liar. Critics of the administration say the Trump administration is weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after a political rival.
Comey's wife and daughter are in line to enter the courthouse right now. The president has just called the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago to be put in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. His demand on Truth Social as National Guard troops arrive in the state to take up positions on the streets of Chicago. Correspondent Ashar Qureshi.
The deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents.
Tomorrow, a federal judge will consider lawsuits by both Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson to send National Guard troops home. The Supreme Court considers a Republican congressman's challenge to an Illinois law today that allows mail-in ballots to be counted up to 2 weeks after an election. CBS News contributor David Becker.
Many states, both red and blue, allow for ballots that were cast by Election Day to be received post-Election Day because the mail takes time. If the Supreme Court rules that he has standing, this will go back to the lower courts, and the lower courts will resolve whether or not Illinois has to change its practices.
New Jersey's attorney general is investigating just how safe it is to ride in Ubers.
Matthew Plotkin's office has issued a subpoena seeking Uber's internal data on sexual assaults. The New York Times reports the inquiry is focused on whether Uber committed consumer fraud by not delivering the safety it promised. Uber is facing more than 3,000 lawsuits from passengers who claim they've been sexually assaulted or harassed by its drivers. Brian Greening is with the law firm Legal Rideshare.
Ultimately, it falls on the companies to make sure that they're putting safe drivers on the road.
Uber says it is cooperating with New Jersey's investigation. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Next time this little guy makes a call, it could be a lot easier. This morning, AST Space Mobile announced a deal with Verizon to provide cellular service from space. The goal? To bring direct service connection via space to cell phone users when needed, beginning next year. No word on financial terms of the deal yet. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha man faces homicide and drug charges after crashing his pickup into an SUV on Highway E in Summers Sunday. 27-year-old Marcus Mann is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle along with cocaine and THC possession. According to a scoop from the Racine County Eye, Meyer may be bringing a new grocery store to Mount Pleasant. Official plans haven't been announced as of yet. You can go deeper on what's known at this point online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A 17-year-old has been charged after multiple women near the Racine County Courthouse reported being inappropriately touched. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is urging any additional victims to reach out to law enforcement about the incidents. Caledonia police say a brief chase led to a Cudahy man being arrested for fleeing, drunk driving, and other charges. The driver, who had a blood alcohol level nearly four times the limit, also had cocaine and a revoked license. The Brewers could send the Cubs home tonight in Game 3 of their playoff series. First pitch is at 4:08, with pregame taking over these airwaves at 3:30. People in Kenosha can help shape school spending without running for office. Kenosha Unified wants people to join standing committees. Applications for committees like audit, curriculum, and facilities are open until October 27th. And upgrades are coming to the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. It's thanks to over $930,000 in federal funds. Governor Evers says the improvements will focus on parking, roads, and landscaping to better honor veterans and their families. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah.
how rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a AAA pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
News, timeless hits. WRJN, said Dan proudly. Hello, welcome to Wednesday.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The picture, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I'm
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Kind of a drag.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
And Dan Marcus with a nugget, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget headed your way in about half an hour. And it's from a Los Angeles group that had so many hits from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. They lasted a long time on the charts. Great songs. And the one you'll hear, not one of their most famous, maybe not even one of their best, but it sure is a good song just the same.
Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee, the ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, receive up to a $25 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love.
like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with the romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we'd go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Told her that about a thing she saw.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man has been charged with causing a deadly crash while under the influence Sunday night in Summers. Investigators say 27-year-old Marcus Mann was driving on Highway E in Summers Sunday night when he crossed the center line and slammed into an SUV. The other driver died at the scene. Mann was seriously injured. He's now charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, along with cocaine and THC possession. Investigators are still piecing together what happened and are asking witnesses to reach out to the sheriff's office. A major new grocery and retail option could soon be coming to Mount Pleasant, and the Racine County Eye has the scoop. The website reports that village officials say Meyer has quietly purchased the former Case property on Washington Avenue. The company hasn't announced any plans yet, but the sale signals a new store could be in the works. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. People in Kenosha can have a say in school spending without running for anything. The Kenosha Unified School District is inviting residents, staff, and students to join their standing committees. Those include audit and finance, curriculum, personnel, and facilities. Applicants must live in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, or Summers and submit an interest form by the end of the month. Committee members will serve for 1 year and attend meetings throughout the school year. And the governor is confirming big upgrades at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers says the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery will get more than $930,000 in federal grant money. We told you last week the funds will go towards improving parking, roads, and landscaping to help keep the site accessible. Evers says it's important that every veteran is honored with dignity. The cemetery has served more than 18,000 veterans and their families since opening in 1996. And the Brewers pregame show for the postseason starts at 3:30 today on these airwaves. First pitch in that Brewer game is at 4:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
WRJN. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget headed towards your radio.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. On the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pie.
A rather primitive communication method, but yet effective. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget headed your way in a matter of minutes. Song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. Stick around.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at chulavistaresort.com.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one was originally recorded by a group called Marmalade, who had one hit in America called Reflections of My Life. Good song. And then they recorded this next song, but they didn't have a hit with it, at least not in America, which left it wide open for the Grassroots to record it. Now, if you're curious, how did Marmalade sound when they recorded it? Sounded just about exactly like this. Now this is the Marmalade version. That's the Marmalade version. That was the first version recorded of it. And it did okay in England, but in the States, not so much. So it left it wide open for the Grassroots.
grassroots to do an almost note-for-note cover of it. Loving Things, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN. Bella Linda for the band. I'm Dan Marcus, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming this afternoon at 1:45-ish, and this afternoon's song, pretty fun. It's coming from Jan and Dean. And again, 1:45 today, this afternoon, here on WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, family group called the Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. 'Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. Just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying. Kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Silver from the north of Spain, a locket silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's made no secret of his disdain for former FBI Director James Comey.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
Comey has just arrived at court in Alexandria, Virginia, where he will be arraigned on federal charges of obstruction and lying during Senate testimony 5 years ago. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
Essentially, he's going to argue, among other things, in his first motions, that this is a vindictive prosecution. And unlike most other cases, he has quite a load of evidence to bring to the court.
President Trump fired Comey during his first administration. The president is calling for the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago to be jailed for failing to protect ICE officers. It comes the same day Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of the city. Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Handpicking National Guards people from another state, the state of Texas, and then sending them to the state of Illinois, this is illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous.
He and Governor Pritzker have filed lawsuits hoping to send them back home. Day 8 of the government shutdown, and the president is still threatening to fire furloughed federal employees. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
His timeline, I have to say, keeps shifting. Over the weekend, he said it was going to happen right